Children's Trust Fund has provided us an opportunity to branch out and try some new things. A lot of times there are issues that face parents that are very stressful, very frustrating for all parents. Toilet training, feeding issues, things like that, you know, where you hear the parents talking at playgroup about, oh, my child will only eat peanut butter for the last 6 months. And that's an issue, certainly. But our family's issues are even more difficult than that to face. We have a number of kids who are transitioning off of feed tubes, trying to transition. And we have kids who are 6 and 7 years old who have not been able to learn how to use a toilet and be potty trained simply because of mobility and positioning and things like that. So with Children's Trust Fund, we've been able to address some of these big stressors in the families' lives by bringing in some specialists to talk to the families about these issues and help them devise some solutions to their particular problems. We've brought in a financial planner to help them look at long-range financial planning to take care of their child. And then we've gotten to do some really fun activities also. Many larger areas have things like music therapy and art therapy and movement therapy that simply isn't available in this location. So we've been able to contract with a music therapist and an art therapist and movement therapist to come in and provide kind of like a smorgasbord of activities that the families can come in and try, find out how much their child responds to that activity or whether it even interests their child. And then if it's something that's working, then we'll look at ways to continue that activity. But it's just been amazing to watch the kids coming to music therapy in particular. They have had a blast. And, you know, music therapy has been shown to increase language development, increase motor skills, and just increase social interactions. And we've seen all of that happening with the kids here. They also did a series of 3 art therapies out at the park this past spring, and it was amazing to see. I mean, not only are they working on fine motor skills and socialization skills, but they're having fun. And for the parents to be able to take part in these activities and really have a good time with their child instead of just being focused on the deficits or the skills they're working on or whatever, that's been a pretty special thing to be a part of also.